Welcome back to another edition of Faith in Football. Tonight's special guest is Blas Martinez, an alum of St. Augustine High School and a proud sponsor, I should say a charter sponsor, of the High School Football Game of the Week on 88.1. Blas, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Goyo. Thank you for having me.
So I'm going to start right there, Blas. Well, you know, let me start with you with the stuff we usually start with. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a husband and a father?
Yes, I've been married for 28 years to Rosita Ramirez Martinez. I have two daughters, Andrea and Sofia. A long, lifelong parishioner of Blessed Sacrament Church, attended St. Augustine High School, firm supporter of Catholic education, Catholic radio, and our diocese.
All right. And with that, you know, 16 years ago, we've been thinking, and I wish I had documented it at the time, but to the best of my knowledge, to the best of my recollection, which my memory isn't that good these days, but to the best of our recollection, we started Faith in Football in 2005. So this makes it the 16th season. And from the very beginning, you were on board. You said, I will sponsor Faith in Football. Can you perhaps share with the listeners why Laurel Insurance and Associates has been a charter sponsor of Faith in Football?
Yes, back in 2005, when y'all started this program, my childhood friend Orlando Navarro, Orly, I think was going to get involved doing some color commentary or something with you. And he says, hey, Goyo and I have this idea we're putting together. I think he mentioned Ruben. He mentioned Art Trevino, a couple of other guys. And he says, we're looking for sponsors. And in essence, we're going to be able to broadcast the football games over the radio. And I was on board right away. At that time, one of my good friends had moved to San Diego, California. And his next door neighbor, who they grew up, you know, their kids grew up together since they were small, was a quarterback for United High School. I can't remember the young man's name at this time, but I remember telling him about that. And every Friday night in San Diego, California, they would tune in and listen to to the quarterback. I think his name was Salas. I don't remember, but it was sometime back, you know. So Faith in Football has been a great program. It gives those people that don't have an opportunity to attend their kids' games to listen in. Old school, you know, the way that we used to way back when. I mean, now in the days of Facebook Live and YouTube and things like that, people still like to listen to the old format. And I've enjoyed it, you know, all this time. It comes in real handy for the older folks that cannot maybe physically attend the game or the parents that are working the evening shift. Faith in Football coming over the air on KHOI has a great role. I've listened to it at on Friday nights when I'm out at the ranch or when I'm in the garage tinkering around doing odd jobs and things of that sort. But it's been a great experience, and anybody who listens in can tell you it feels as if they're at the game because they're hearing your play-by-play. Mm-hmm. And then in this case, Joe's color commentary, right. And it's really exciting, you know, to hear the excitement in your all's voice and the way you all detail all the different plays.
Now, you mentioned being a St. Aug graduate, and your children are as well. So Catholic education played a big role in your life as well as those of your children.
Yes, Catholic education in all of our families' lives has been a mainstay. My dad was a lifelong student of St. Joseph Academy and graduated in 1955. My mom also started from the first grade all the way to high school at Ursuline Academy and graduated in 1958. They, along with my grandparents, were firm supporters of the Catholic education. They were at every bingo, every jamaica, every fundraiser. They had priests and nuns over at our house all the time. I remember as kids going with my mom to drop off things at the sisters, you know, drop off different items. The brothers would come and have dinner, you know, several of the priests. Bishop Tamayo, when he was a parish priest at Blessed Sacrament, used to come and have dinner with us, as did several of the other priests. And my sister, Rosina, she started first grade at Ursuline Academy in 1969. And then, of course, there are seven of us. It's myself, my sister Judy, Gerardo, Rafa, Jaime, and Pia. All of us went through Catholic education there at graduating from St. Augustine. I'm kind of boastful to say that my parents, or Martinez, I should say, paid tuition to the Catholic high school every month for 52 years straight, starting in 1969 and ending this May in 2021. Wow. My sister Rosina graduated from St. Augustine in 1981, and her youngest graduated this past May in 2021, 40 years later.
Wow.
In my case, I graduated in 1985, and my youngest, Sofia, she graduated in 2020, last May, so 35 years later. So It's been a great experience. I made some lifelong friends. Some of my best friends right now are people I was in the first grade with, and a lot of great contacts and opportunities. So, you know, it's been a family of families. This is the way Bishop, you know, best described it. Sometime we've all been involved either in the PTA, in the finance, coaching as volunteer coaches. And again, you know, I don't think anybody else can boast that record that they've, you know, been a presence there for 52 years. When my sister Pia was graduating, she graduated in 2000. My oldest niece Rosinita was starting K-4 in 1999. So it's been a continuous run of having of Martinez family member over at St. Augustine.
And then even extending to your mom's sister, who was a librarian for like a lifetime, right? A Blessed Sacrament
school? My tia Carmela was at Blessed Sacrament. She also graduated from Ursuline Academy. My other tia Tere, my mom's other sister, also from Ursuline Academy. So it's just been a lifelong of service, you know, of all the families, something that's very important. The Catholic Foundation, the community service, and the long-lasting relationships with our teachers and our friends that have been established there, something that carries on, you know, for years on past.
You're listening to Blas Martinez. He's our guest tonight for Faith and Football and a founding sponsor of this program through Laurel Insurance and Associates. When we come back, we'll have more with Blas Martinez on 88.1 FM.
Laurel Insurance Associates, Inc., featuring partners Roberto J. Laurel, Tina Holiday Cerda, and Blas M. Martinez, Jr., providing families with quality insurance benefits and superior service for over 25 years. Laurel Insurance Associates, specializing in life, health, disability, dental, vision, cancer, and employee-sponsored insurance plans. Laurel Insurance Associates, Inc., located at 4519 San Bernardo Avenue, Suite 202. For more than 20 years, Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr. has provided an enjoyable dental experience with the latest equipment and friendliest staff around. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr., offering cosmetic and sedation dentistry services. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr. at 6801 McPherson Road, Suite 225, or online at laredodentalcare.com. Dr. J. Manuel Gonzalez Jr., advanced dental care beyond compare.
At Laredo Federal Credit Union, we invest in you. LFCU is open to you. LFCU online at www.laredofcu.org with three convenient locations to serve you. Laredo Federal Credit Union, proud sponsor of Faith and Football and a member of NCUA. The Laredo Chamber of Commerce, proud sponsor of Faith and Football, is a network of business people promoting the interests of businesses of all sizes and sectors. Proud sponsor of the Cola Blanca Big Bug Contest, online at laredochamberofcommerce.com. CyberEdge Technologies, specializing in residential and business IT services, including server management and monitoring services, firewalls, routers, network design solutions from small business to enterprise. Tony Lopez and CyberEdge Technologies, at 206-0179 or on the web at cyberedgetech.com.
Hello, this is Jerry from the City of Laredo Environmental Department, reminding everybody that the City of Laredo does not remove any debris from private property, such as lumber, broken sofas, mattresses, and especially any tires. By having products such as this on your property could result in a fine up to $2,000. It is your responsibility to take all debris to the city landfill. For more information or to report any illegal dumping, please call 311. Remember, don't make Laredo look bad. Please dispose your debris and tires properly.
The 124th Washington's Birthday Celebration kicks off its festivities in late January and continues through February. The celebration, with something for everyone, showcases the biggest party in South Texas, with the Jalapeno Festival, an air show, the carnival, two parades, pageantries, and more. Follow us on social media and at WBCALaredo.org. Welcome back to Faith in Football. Tonight's special guest is Blas Martinez of Laurel Insurance and Associates, a founding sponsor of Faith in Football. And Blas, you just shared with us a wonderful story of 52 years of Catholic education where somebody from your family, whether it be your immediate family or a sister or a niece or a brother, has been at St. Augustine 52 continuous years. What an amazing story. But there's still another tie to the Diocese of Laredo through your father and through the founding of this very radio station. Could you share the story, the role that your family played or your father played in helping KHOY get started?
Back in 1983, Bishop Gracida had just become the bishop in Corpus Christi. At that time, we were under the Diocese of Corpus Christi. And he came and he visited all the different churches, all the different parishes here in Laredo. My dad at that time, I believe, was serving on the parish council, so he had a meeting with several of the volunteers that were on that meeting. Well, my dad and the bishop hit it off right away, and the bishop said, I'd like to have a meeting with you. Can you come to Corpus, you know, in the next week or so? You know, there's a project I'm looking at regarding communications that I'd like you to help me with. So I remember at that time driving my dad. I was the designated driver, the authorized driver, you know, back before Uber or Lyft were a thing. But I remember driving to my dad to Corpus on several occasions, and he met with the bishop and some of his staff, I guess. Back then, the bishop's main goal was to make the education, the religious word, available to all, including those that maybe were not physically able to attend Mass. So he said that what he wanted to do at that time was start a radio station and also a TV station. My dad had a bunch of contacts, and I want to say he may have even been on the Laredo Communications Committee or whatever, and he was able to establish a television channel. At the beginning, they had wanted to give him one of the upper-tier channels, and my dad was saying, no, I need a lower tier, which now is Channel 2. And they said, well, what's the big deal if we give you a lower tier or a higher tier? Why are you so adamant in getting a lower tier? And my father said, I want anybody that has basic cable, that doesn't have a cable box, that doesn't somebody with basic cable to be able to access, you know, the word. Yeah. And because of that, we have Channel 2, and you now can see WTN. You can see several of the different religious programs that are available. He also came up with, we need to do something, you know, as far as the radio station, that was 88.1. As I'm telling you this story, I don't know if it was by coincidence or not, but when you look at the radio dial, 88.1 is, if not one of the first or one of the earliest spots on the radio station. So they started 88.1. I remember having several meetings, and I remember asking my dad, you know, I hope they don't play any kind of that elevator music or the boring stuff. I'd like to hear, you know, some of the stuff we like, maybe, I don't know, Van Halen, AC/DC, Journey. And my dad, I remember, almost made me walk home from Corpus on that trip. But it's been a great station. We've been going now, I think, 36 years?
Almost 36 years.
Since 1985 is when it started. So it's been great. And now if you go into my vehicles or my office or our radios at the house, guess what? It's tuned into 88.1. So it's got great programming. I really enjoy the morning show when you were on it, when Ruben was on it, now that Richard is on it. It's a great way to start the day. Bennett's Words. We have the chaplet starting at 5:40 in the morning. We have the rosary. We have the rosary at night. We have the Keys to Confident Living. We have the different programs that are available, and it's very nice. When we were in high school, I remember there used to be, I think you guys call it a marker, you know, at 10 till 8 or whatever, called the Cactus Chronicles. Mm. And if you were at the Martinez house and you heard that come over the radio, that means you were late. So we I remember when we'd hear that song, we'd automatically just jump up and, you know, get in the car and get to school right away. That's something I'd like to maybe look at bringing back, you know, the Cactus Chronicles. It was a story about Texas and, you know, things of that sort. But going back to 83 and then getting it off the ground in 85 is when the station started. And my dad was a firm believer, a firm supporter. As a matter of fact, there was a few times I think my dad had his appendix removed and he had to be in the hospital overnight. And he'd always request, you know, a radio. So we'd always play, you know, 88.1. They're in his hospital room, and I remember the staff, the nurses, the doctors would walk in and you know, everybody get uplifted at the different music that was being played or the messages that were being shared there on 88.1.
On a similar subject, speaking of your father, being in the hospital, this is a little sensitive, and I understand if you maybe feel uncomfortable, but it's always been my understanding that when your father passed away, that he was listening to the radio.
Yes, my dad and mom every night, you know, had the, the habit of listening to 88.1, and it's already, he passed away in 2010, and it's still, you know, difficult, even though it's already been 11 years, but when my dad and mom passed away, they had a nice dinner. They went home. They were listening to the radio. You know, they do the rosary. You know, so they prayed the rosary together, which I think comes on at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. at night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had some nice conversations. And a few hours later is when he passed away, you know, that night there at home with my mom after praying the rosary, which is a beautiful exit and one that we can all, you know, pray to have something like that. It 88.1 has been very special to our family.
You're listening to Faith in Football. Tonight's special guest is Blas Martinez of Laurel Insurance and Associates, a founding sponsor of this program. When we come back, our final segment, you're listening to Faith in Football on KHOY. La Posada Hotel, Laredo's only four-diamond hotel. La Posada Hotel. Featuring well-appointed rooms and two full-service restaurants with the Zaragoza Grill and the Tack Room. Online at laposada.com. La Posada Hotel, proud sponsor of Faith and Football.
Border Olympics, a Laredo tradition for more than 80 years.
Border Olympics, proudly presented by the Women's City Club and the Fernando Salinas Charitable Trust.
Border Olympics, an all-volunteer group organizing sports tournaments such as high school basketball, high school soccer, high school golf, high school tennis, high school baseball, high school softball, high school track and field, collegiate track and field, and collegiate golf. Border Olympics, with the second oldest NCAA Division I golf tournament in America. Border Olympics, proud sponsor of the High School Football Game of the Week.
Dr. Marta Martinez of Advanced Spine Pain Solutions is double board certified in anesthesiology and pain management. Dr. Marta Martinez delivers comprehensive interventional spine and pain management in a state-of-the-art facility. Dr. Marta Martinez treats neck and back pain, joint pain, and chronic pain. Dr. Marta Martinez, a member of St. Patrick's Parish and proud sponsor of Faith in Football.
Attorney at Law Javier Montemayor Jr. proudly supports Faith in Football. Attorney at Law Javier Montemayor Jr. wishes every player a safe and successful season. For all your legal needs, Attorney at Law Javier Montemayor always there to serve you. Attorney at Law Javier Montemayor Jr., not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization.
Hi, this is your District Attorney, Chilo Alaniz. I want to wish all of our local football teams the best of luck this season. The lessons that you learn during this season can be applied in the bigger game of life. Concepts like teamwork, charity, and sacrifice, to name a few. Remember, you can achieve any goal with dedication, determination, and discipline. Once again, this is Chilo Alaniz, proud supporter of high school football in Laredo.
Welcome back to our final segment of Faith in Football. Tonight's special guest is Blas Martinez of Laurel Insurance and Associates, and a founding sponsor of this program. And Blas, you've shared a wonderful history of the role that your family has with Catholic education in Laredo and with the founding of this radio station and our former Catholic TV station that closed a few years ago. I'm going to switch the subject just a little bit. Obviously, you're a man of faith. Can you share with the audience how all this history has ended up in the man that you are today?
Throughout our lives, of course, faith has been very, very important. We've always attended Mass as a family, and my parents instilled that having a strong faith would always lead to a strong family. And during my college years at A&M, when I was out of town in Arkansas, every Sunday I would attend Mass. And my girls, I'm happy to say, you know, while they've been out and on their own, they also attend Mass every Sunday. Just like my brothers and their children, we've always been very active. My dad and mom would always say, you have to get active, you know, in your church. So at the church, I'm active as a lector. I've been a Eucharistic minister. We got active in the Acts retreat when they first started that Blessed Sacrament 2011. I got active in the Teen Acts mm-hmm. at Blessed Sacrament and at St. Augustine back in 2014. And we're looking forward to bringing back those kinds of ministries. But Knights of Columbus, the youth leadership, Catholic youth leadership, all of those things are important to get involved. And it's something that we've tried to pass on to our children as well. And I'm happy to say that in my family, both of my girls have been active. When they were going to school at A&M, Andreita was a Eucharistic minister and elector. Oh, wow. And now Sophia, who's starting her second year at A&M, also is a member there of St. Mary's Church. So having a firm foundation in your religious beliefs is the key role in getting your life stable. There was a time way back when the first thing, you know, I would do when I grab my phone is, you know, check to see what the market news was or what happened in the business world or what was going on. And I made a promise and a commitment to myself that the first thing I would do is start the day with Our Father, which is, I think, a great prayer, all-encompassing prayer. And the first thing I look at on my phone is I downloaded an app called iMissal. And the iMissal has the daily readings. So it's kind of like if you're attending, you know, Mass, but it has your readings there. And by downloading the app, I've got the Simple Radio app, which is one of the apps that's out there. I've got 88.1, and I mean, I've been traveling in all over the country and can tune into 88.1 24/7. The live streaming system that you have is excellent. And if anybody has a cell phone with access to service, you have access to 88.1. So it's something that I highly encourage. Several of my ex-brothers, a lot of them work the midnight shift, you know, and they're, you know, praying the rosary at 6 a.m. or, you know, at night, you know, while they're working. So it works out real well having that availability by having your device, your electronic device with you.
Real quick, because we're running out of time, you mentioned your oldest daughter, Andrea. Was she the valedictorian of her class?
Andrea was the valedictorian of her class
2015
at St. Augustine High School. She also graduated summa cum laude from her class Texas A&M, and also cum laude from the business, Mays Business School, when she got her master's at Texas A&M. So we're very proud of her. She's a hard worker, very dedicated. Sophia has also been on the dean's list. She graduated, I think, number 3 or number 4 in her class.
Wonderful.
And just great kids. I've been really blessed to have them, you know, as my children.
And we've been blessed to have you this evening. You've been listening to Blas Martinez of Laurel Insurance and Associates, a founding sponsor of this program. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half of Faith and Football on 88.1 FM.
Hi, this is Mercurio Martinez III, and I am your city councilman representing District 3. I want to say thank you to KHOY and Goyo Lopez for airing Faith in Football. 36 years of service to Laredo. That's 36 years of making a change for the positive and making a difference. Here at the City of Laredo, we support KHOY, their mission, and airing high school football games. Thank you, Goyo.
Agüero Funeral Home and Crematorium proudly sponsors Faith in Football. Agüero Funeral Home and Crematorium offers an array of options on burial and cremation services. Mario Agüero and Associates would be honored to assist you in honoring your loved one's wishes during one of life's most difficult moments. Agüero Funeral Home and Crematorium, online at agüerofuneral.com, by phone at 722-2000, or in person at 4402 East Saunders. Illnesses and injuries don't have regular business hours. Neither does the Laredo Care Clinic. The Laredo Care Clinic provides quality, affordable care with convenient evening and weekend hours for your minor illnesses and injuries. Laredo Care Clinic provides a wide range of services to keep you and your loved ones healthy with two convenient locations at 10201 McPherson Road, Suite 300, and the south location at 4415 U.S. Highway 83. MyLaredoCareClinic.com. Texas A&M International University students have a powerful opportunity to be part of the university's partnership TAMIU and Alliance for Good. 12 local agencies have partnered with TAMIU to provide students with mutually beneficial activities that further their mission and strengthen student experiences in civic engagement as well as social responsibility across learning, teaching, research, and service. You see, at TAMIU, service to others is a core value. That's how TAMIU goes beyond. Find out more at tamiu.edu. Faith in Football is brought to you in part by Fiesta Adult Daycare at 6508 North Bartlett. Services including nursing, nutrition, social services, activities, transportation needs, and more. Fiesta Adult Daycare at 956-723-4690. Proud sponsor of Faith in Football and KHOY.